Press Start, an alt NPR podcast about the art and culture of video games. I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Orland.
And we haven't been here for a minute.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, we got all kind of life changes and things.
Keep leaving you in the lurch.
Yeah, my bad.
But we are looking a lot better.
Yeah, we look great.
And you know why that is?
Because we're not going outside?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's We Fit.
We Fit.
Is a large part of it, I think. I think you are looking very good.
Well, Kyle, you look pretty good yourself, sir.
Thank you.
Not only do you look good, Kyle, but I'm pretty sure that you've been working out during the aerobic exercises mm-hmm. and playing some of the games with the Wii Fit.
I have.
I don't know. What's your best one so far?
My favorite's the ski jump, personally. It's real quick. Well, first of all, for those of you who might not know Wii Fit, it's like you get this little balance board, which I guess it's like a scale, would you call it?
Almost like a scale.
It's like a fancy scale, except it detects your center of balance. So if you lean left or lean right, your character in the game will lean left, lean right, and you can go forward and back too. So for the ski jump game, you kind of kneel down like a ski jumper going down the ramp, and you try and get yourself completely centered. You try and not move much. And then at the end, you just kind of shoot up.
Right. You stand up as hard as you can.
Like a real ski jumper. And you don't jump.
That's right.
If you jump, the Wii yells at you.
That's right. It does yell at you too, which is kind of cool. The other thing about... Yeah, I enjoy the rudeness. It's kind of cool. The other thing about the Wii Fit, because when I tried to explain it to people, I tell them to remember the Reebok step that they made a couple of years ago. Reebok had a step aerobics plan. And it's strange how the step Reebok looks just like the Wii Fit.
Really?
Because the thing that I like the most about Wii Fit is the step dance.
The step aerobics.
Yeah. Step aerobics. Because... it was way more challenging than I thought it was.
Well, you kind of step on and off the
board.
Right,
you literally step on and off the board in a timed manner. You have to mash the Miis on the screen. Mm-hmm. It's almost like one big coordinated dance.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is when you choose the advanced step, you really get to see the true capabilities of Wii Fit, because I thought initially that the only thing it will monitor is if you step forward, step back,
monitor
your weight. When I play that game, not only do I step forward and step back, I have to turn horizontally left or turn horizontally right, or I have to kick over the board.
Yeah, it makes
and
you
it
do
senses
a
lot of that stuff, which I'm very impressed with. It senses kicks.
And the timing.
Yeah, the timing is really, really impressive.
I had trouble getting the timing well on that.
Well, you know, a little tip for those of you out there, watch the Miis. Mm. Do not watch the directions on the screen.
That's my main problem.
Watch the Miis. If you watch the Miis, you'll pick it up kind of quick.
I'm used to Dance Dance Revolution, where you're just watching the directions.
True.
And I have great timing on that. So when I was doing the step aerobics, I'm like, what's wrong with me? I don't have rhythm anymore? What's going on?
I was like, I thought I had rhythm. I knew I had rhythm. And I can also tell you that it made me question my rhythm abilities as well. Really
But you
hard.
Get it eventually.
Yeah, you do.
But not your soccer abilities.
We can talk about the heading as well. When I first did that, I definitely caught a couple pandas in shoes to the face.
They're throwing soccer balls and cleats at you, and you have to dodge the cleats and hit the soccer balls. Hopefully.
And I can't say that when I saw it last year at E3, I thought it was going to be way easier than it was when I got it
at home. It looks so easy.
But yeah.
You got to really control your balance, too. If you go too far to one side or the other, it won't work. You gotta like tighten your ab muscles.
Very much so. And I'm very impressed with the Wii Fit's ability to, for lack of a better word, judge your amount of balance or your lack of balance.
Yeah.
The whole center of gravity thing. I know for me, my abs at this point, due to tons of pints of Guinness and Bass and other wonderful beers.
And playing video games.
Well, yeah, that too. My abs are horrible. Absolutely horrible right now.
And you're not afraid to admit it?
Not at all. Not even at all. Because I've got a woman who loves me, so my abs suck. And
you're kept now.
Yeah, well, you know. When I first got on it, it kept telling me that it couldn't measure me because I was too fidgety. And come find out, it wasn't so much that I wasn't too fidgety, but it asked you to stand still, and a huge part of you being able to stand completely still is being able to have control of your abs.
It really is. You don't realize how much you just fidget in place until you see it on the screen. And when you see it on the screen, I feel like it makes you fidget more.
Right.
Like you can see it, and you're like, oh, man, I got to go left and now right. And it just – if you don't see it, as soon as they put it up, like on the yoga poses, you can do these yoga poses, and it'll detect your center of balance. And I feel like I'm balanced. And then as soon as I see it on screen, I'm like, whoa, I'm not balanced at all. And that just makes me more unbalanced, and I'll like fall flat on my face.
Well, you know, I agree. I watched my girlfriend when she was on the Wii Fit. She was making fun of my balance, and, you know, my center of gravity.
It looks easy.
Right, but she got on, and she had a perfect center of gravity.
Really?
Like, perfect center of gravity,
well,
she had no balance. So, like, you know, she was standing there, and the thing just kept sliding all over the place, and she was really frustrated. But at the end of the day, you know, I have to say that out of all the peripherals that they've made for the Wii so far, I could say across a lot of age groups, down to my soon-to-be 2-year-old adopted daughter, all the way up to my, not going to say her age, plus grandmom, you know. Everybody that I've seen on the We Fit have absolutely enjoyed themselves. Yeah. And it really has a way of taking a very touchy subject like somebody's weight mm-hmm. and figure and making it approachable and dealable with.
I got asked about this game actually by 3 members of my family. Mm. And I can't remember the last time, you know, besides my wife, people from the generation older than me, mm-hmm. and which, you know, usually they make polite conversation about what I do, like, oh, what's going on? They specifically asked me about We Fit. One of them saw it on the Today Show. One of them read about it in the Washington Post. It's out there.
I mean, my mother bought 2. And I think that's hilarious because something else we could talk about here is I explained to my mom, you can't play 2-player with We Fit.
So why'd she buy 2?
Well, because my mom was caught in a frenzy of you can't find them.
Oh my
so
God.
Maybe I'll put one on eBay. But
oh,
fortunately,
really?
She has a great son who took that burden off of
oh,
her
you're
hands.
Oh, so nice.
Thank you, man.
Was my that mom, your Mother's Day present to take We Fit from her?
Well, I figured since my Mother's Day present was a Wii, then she could at least they could do is let me use the We Fit a couple days.
It's like the change.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair deal to me. But I really was disappointed, I must say, mm-hmm. In the fact that you can't really play 2 people on 2 Wii Fits
yeah.
at the same time on 1 Wii.
And that's just not, this game. That's the balance board.
It's
won't
across
support
the board,
it, so
right.
Any future games can't do it.
Well, they have a game out now, which my mother also coincidentally bought, called Wii Ski.
Mm-hmm.
And with Wii Ski, I was really excited because I was thinking, all right, well, 2
yeah.
people, balance board, here we go.
Nope.
It's a 1-player game all the way through, and you can do a lot of neat stuff. I mean, but at the end of the day,
how was the skiing on Wii Ski?
Harder than
yeah.
it is on Wii Fit.
But it's really like it's, skiing. Though.
Yeah, but it's really like skiing, and I must say that I personally detest skiing, so it was really hard for me.
But at least when you fall off the balance board, you don't get snow up your
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, you don't get wet. That's so real, and I appreciate that aspect of it.
They should put that in the advertising.
Well, I'm a hell of a mogul skier. Who
yeah.
knew? thanks to Wii Ski, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been highly impressed with the Wii Fit. I can't front. The flaws to me, the only real flaw
mm-hmm.
is the fact that you don't have that 2-player option. That's
yeah.
huge. That's a huge flaw to me. But
and there's no internet things.
None.
You can't put up your scores against other people. You can't, you know, race against other people in the racing games. You could, like, download ghosts like you can in Mario Kart.
Right.
That would be nice. Maybe Wii Fit, too,
Maybe.
Will address some of these things. But I feel sometimes that, you know, Wii Fit's nice for keeping yourself semi-active. It gets you off the couch. But it's no replacement for a real workout.
Nah, not at all.
I don't think.
Not at all.
I mean, even if you do some of these strength training games where you're doing the push-ups, those are okay. But I don't know. It's if you go to a gym and you actually do a real workout, you'll feel a lot sweatier and a lot more sore the next day.
Well, I have a good friend of mine who's a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been training me as well as my girlfriend. And he first saw the Wii Fit. And the first thing that he said was, the fact that you're doing this without any weights, without any kind of thing to balance out just natural living, it's a problem. He was like, now, if you could do this and incorporate in like a barbell or something like that while you're doing it, you'll actually get more of a workout out of it. But he was like, you could work your butt off on this. You're not going to drop a single pound
mm-hmm.
because you're not really burning anything.
My favorite thing was the first yoga challenge was the deep,
the
breathing,
deep breathing
challenge.
Yeah.
They reward you for standing on the balance board and breathing.
In place.
In place.
That's
you
great.
Stand in place and keep your center of balance and breathe.
Yeah, well, you know, the crazy thing is I was watching a young man play soccer,
mm-hmm.
and he was telling me about the one thing he forgets to do when he's on the field is breathe.
He forgets to breathe.
Because there's so much going on that
he
doesn't think
out?
About it. Well, yeah, he has. And, like, you know, I thought about, wow, that's funny that the first thing they teach you how to do on Wii
that's
Fit
true.
Is to breathe.
The Wii reminds you to breathe.
That's
in the
right.
Middle of the, I mean,
that's right.
And I found sometimes when it reminds you, it's like, oh, I haven't been breathing.
I haven't been breathing because I've been trying so hard to stay in place and you don't breathe. So there's some very basic fitness things
yeah.
that the Wii Fit does to stay on that level. And
it's
I
like
think
it's neat. Like your first, your in, it's an introduction to
yes,
fitness.
Absolutely. Kinda. Absolutely.
But, you know, that said, some of the games really are a workout.
Yeah.
It depends on what you do. Like the hula hoop.
The hula hoop will work you out.
I mean, 60 seconds waving around your hips like you're hula hooping.
It's a lot of work.
You'd be surprised how much
it's a lot
does.
Of work. And I also say that the yoga poses are actually quite challenging because
on the pose.
Well, I went through and did the first, like, that first palette,
the row.
First row.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down, and the second I sat down, I want to say, if there are abs under the fat that makes up my stomach, I felt them in years. I have not felt them in years.
Yep.
And I felt the top four of them for the first time in damn near 20 years.
Oh, they're definitely there. They're just in hiding.
Yeah, because, like, you know, it really, if you do the positions correctly and you do what they tell you to do, you're going to feel it. I mean, there's no question about it. You're going to feel it.
What I found is that my upper body is ridiculously weak. The ones that were on my legs were fine, but, you know, get me doing push-ups, and I'm like, after a few, I'm just falling down. And, it's not just standing on the board. They manage to do a lot of different things, you know, like doing the push-ups or stepping off for the aerobics. It can There's more to it than meets the eye. You turn it to the side for the snowboarding game, which I'm awful at.
Yeah,
I'm good at skiing, but snowboarding can't.
Snowboarding's hard. And I also say that I've been working out a little bit more, and sometimes I fall into what my dad calls television exercise junkie world, which means that I'll watch an infomercial on some kind of exercise equipment, and then I might end up going to get it.
Uh-huh.
So my latest fall into that was I got the perfect push-up. You do a push-up, and it twists your hands, and it puts all the weight in the right place. Well, I've been doing that, and, you know, it is definitely one hell of a workout.
Uh-huh.
I did the push-up thing on the Wii, and I thought I was going to die. I really – and I've got great upper body right now, and I was hurt. Like,
the perfect push-up, really.
Yeah, no, it really worked me out. But I can say that I thought I was going to be all right when I jumped on and started doing the strength training on the Wii Fit, and it was still just as difficult.
But the problem with all those things, when you see the infomercials and you buy them, I mean, how long do you really keep up with them?
I totally agree.
They always end up in the closet. And the real potential of Wii Fit is that – it keeps things interesting.
Agreed.
That it can keep you doing it. Now that said, I'm not sure how real interesting the Wii Fit things are in the long term.
I agree.
You know, for the first week, I was really getting into it. I was doing the balance games every day. I was getting a little better each time. And then by the end of the week, I was already, I've done this a dozen times.
I say as a grown man, I look at it like I look at the gym. I enjoy the gym. But after a while, I don't want to go to the gym. That's too much work.
That's the thing. You know what? When I'm at the gym, if I'm watching like a good TV program, I don't even notice that I'm going on the elliptical or something.
Right.
And that happens with Wii Fit too sometimes. If I'm really getting into like the balance game where you're trying to tilt the table to get the balls into the hole, that one really engrosses you. And when you get off, you're like, oh man, how long have I been doing this? So it has potential, but I think it's going to take the next game to really take it to that next level for gamers.
Right.
You know, the games are kind of too basic for people who've played games all their life.
Well, that's what I agree. And I was going to say, like, I don't want to get into the habit of looking at the Wii and thinking, damn, I could work out right now, but I'd much rather play Mario Kart. And that's kind of where I'm at, where it's like, you know, I would work out a lot more, but the way I look at it sometimes, it's like, damn, I don't feel like working. I've just been dealing with I don't know what all day, so I don't really want to go back in here and work out, and then I'll be tired again. And you know, but I would be interested in the next generation of things coming out for Wii Fit, and I'm hoping third party producers that there are people out there, you know, developing things for the Wii.
I've heard there's like a dozen in development. Most of them haven't been announced yet.
That's great.
But the most exciting rumor I heard was a WarioWare game.
Oh, wow,
that's
going to
use
cool.
the Wii Fit board with like these 5-second micro games they just throw at you, and you got to figure out what to do on the board.
I'm with
that. Would be fun. That would be a good party game.
I think we've hit up Wii Fit rather hard. Also, like to tell you all to be prepared for Kyle and my upcoming coverage of E3. We're definitely going to end up doing a preview show of that
from LA.
Yes, sir. Back in LA again. Press start will be out there. Look forward to us doing a show with our Puerto Rican Press Start cousins.
That's right.
Because they actually run Puerto Rico, and we want to let you all know what's going on in the world of PR and video games.
Yeah, we'll put a link to that on the website.
Right. And I know Kyle's got a book in the works.
Nintendo Wii for Dummies, perhaps.
Right. And he's going to talk more about that one day. So, you know, we're just trying to let you all know what's going on, let you know that we're here to stay, we're back. And, you know, for Press Start, I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Orland.
Big shout out to Rob, and also a shout out to our student producer, Devon Scott, as well. So until next time, we.